Lade sømde reise hos arvene jo mange av å medsebe han da dog da med deg ja da døgne dam djela så besandje djejo zeba djeba med longave Sem genom dandai yurje yezen telandu.
Oya ta. Nam kanta danyam be simchin tamje la pindo be. Samba ninji sambe goni lang the simple.
So you should listen to this teaching with the proper motivation, that is that you want to benefit beings, be motivated by love and compassion for them.
Ninji ma to samba lama so. Yeah. Yeah. And ninji mi na tene ninji mi na ninji ma zai na Tekpa chenpo lam yunga maare, nyingye mena tekpa chenpo pa yunga maare. Nyingye mena tekpa chenpo pa yunga maare, nyingye mazay na tekpa chenpo lam yunga maare. Di sena nyingye kar chenpo.
Because without compassion, one will not be an authentic follower of the Mahayana. One will not have the courage that this tradition teaches, namely the courage to decide or try to benefit and help all sentient beings.
Senarani tekpa chenpo kanza dunjurwa chedo, teni ningi yang niyang du gomgo.
So therefore, in order to become an authentic follower of the Mahayana, one should cultivate compassion.
Orten je kab le ngowo ngoe zonga songte tereng kab so te chu dang juni ni je chini so so he ba chini so so he he ba re chini so so he ba le dangbo a dangbo chu jin chini ra wa dangbo chu jin chini re Nipa tseni sosori xeba la tsa sabje rangi tini ba. Nipa la tseni de la chu jen tseni dang, chu korban tseni dang, chu ni nyang de jen tseni ni le dangbo ne.
So, yesterday we finished the part where the nature of samsara and nirvana or Dharma and Dharmata, Shui and Chui in Tibetan, was pointed out in brief. Today's part then explains each individually the nature of samsara and the nature of nirvana, starting with explaining what samsara or, yeah, well, in brief, what samsara is, samsaric phenomena.
Et donc hier, nous avions étudié la première partie de ce texte, le premier shloka, qui était la distinction entre dharma et dharmata, et au niveau de l'essence.
Tela tangbo chu jen tseni ne, tela chu jen tseni ne, nidang chetar ngon yo par. Nawa yanda mayin pa kundo pa te minang se, tena yanda mayin pa wo.
So, the root text then says that the nature of samsaric phenomena relates to the process of grasping and labeling dualistic appearances to exist in the way they appear. These appearances are mistaken imputations because there is merely appearance without there being actually an object, a truly existent object. Thus, Since these labels are utterly non-existent, as that is real objects or truly existing objects, and since they are merely conceptual fabrications, they are then they only exist imputedly, or they are only imputations or conceptual fabrications.
Dene Bomba Dene Kava Hibatao Ming Ming Hato Chi Mumbara Jopa Jopatin Mopo Chigla Yang Ming Madava Nazo Bayere Mochigla Yang Ming Madava Nazo Bayere Tindu Ming Madava Nazo Jumbara Jopatin Jopatin Denite Mumbar Joba, Sarbar Joba, Tande, so dig up some mingling, Mumbar Joba, Joba, now the Niti Tatangunita, Kanga, and Ningo Mumbar Joba, Ginte Mumbar Joba, now I think the Niti. Zungzin is a nunkin, mean not so good, but Jopar now and then corvade. Zungzin is a nunkin, mean not so good, Jopar now and dega ran corvade, covanite. Detar tapiri. Detar torgin. Torgin tipper remola. Ketawa yin the tipe remola Remon keba yingore Remon kebe tipe remola Mune koran regi tingi, tumi tani yomare Tumi mina yang Tumi yobar nawa tar Tumi yobar nawa Kahepa tarangbul yoba Kahetur yoba Rela soba denin tumi yobar nawa tar Ta telen de yego mudo nyam nyum de ni tong to barawa. Zung zin ni so nao tene. Se zung we yor tang nang zin be sem. Ni so nao tene. Yang de la zung zin jang che de nao tene. Jang che se ju de zung we yor ta chirang ha kona ma su ha ko. Zung wa ta ring bo la zin ba nang le yo ba. Yang che se de di pa ta la tong ba yo ba. Pe na nga chu Dene Dava de Tava Capso, Dava Tarin Bolioba, Narang de Nayoba, Ti Pata la Namka Tongba, Pata Che de Vandawondoa, Zungzin Jan Che, now tenne, that is Zungzin Jan Che, you take the go great. Nawatar, Nawatar Candes Namare, Zungzin Nisunang,
So then there is the commentary on this verse. So first then there is the explanation on the nature of samsara, referred to as phenomena, that is samsaric phenomena, that were mentioned previously in the text. Now comes then, well, there's been a general explanation of this term previously in the text. Now the characteristics of or the nature of samsara or samsaric phenomena will be given. Samsaric phenomena then relates to dualistic appearances. There is perceived and perceiver experienced as two separate entities, which is then referred to as samsaric experience. So there is first then these dualistic appearances, which are taken to exist in the way they appear. They are understood, that is, by the conceptual mind, to exist in the way they appear. So there is first this conceptual stage, which then is followed by labeling or naming what has been perceived, or what is thought to exist in a certain way. So there is then first dualistic perception or conception. Then what is perceived or conceived of is labeled. One gives it a name, such as vase, pillar, and so on. Now a single person or a single thing can be given different names. can be named in many different ways. And this process of dualistic perceptions or conceptions and the process of naming these, that is samsara, that is samsaric existence or experience. So that is what the term dharma or chö in Tibetan refers to. Then this is then explained or illustrated by an analogy which is as follows. If one considers a drawing, even though the drawing itself is flat, one may be under the impression, if the person who drew the drawing is very skillful, that the different things in the drawing, well, that there is a dimension to the drawing. Some things appear to be in the far distance, and some things appear to be close, even though, in fact, the drawing is just drawn images on a flat piece of paper. That analogy then illustrates the experience of there being a separation between subject and object, perceived and perceiver. It is as if though there is empty space between perceived and perceiver, that is in terms of samsaric experience. So this analogy then illustrates the experience of dualistic perception, of duality. Now, that sort of conceptual duality, in terms of the ultimate nature, or ultimately, do not exist. Such duality have no ultimate existence. This is again illustrated by another analogy, namely someone affected by cataracts that sees hairs, imaginary hairs. For that person, it seems as if he or she sees hairs in the distance, and that's due to the disease, due to being affected by cataracts. In actual fact, there are no hairs. They are utterly non-existent. These appearing hairs have no existence whatsoever, ultimately. They are nothing but conceptual fabrications. They are unreal, fabricated by the conceptual mind. So even though they do not exist, they appear to the mind. Even though there is an appearance, that is to the conceptual mind, there is no real object that is perceived. There is no object which has reality or ultimate existence. Therefore, these dualistic perceptions that constitute historic experience, even though they do even though these realistic appearances have no ultimate reality, they do appear, that is, to the conceptual mind. Even though they do appear to the conceptual mind, they have no ultimate reality. They have no inherent existence. They are mistaken appearances.
Tell a chuhi hippocapso, Cesare. Tin tini carasan and tinine, nidang chatter munjo, but Navaya and Dama and Bakundo pate, hippa capso, ta and tinning on my temper. The caps temper tinny the carasan and tinning on my temper. Rare. Tan, the caps temper tinny, zungzin, niso, nine hen, So,
there are then the characteristics and that which is characterized or yeah, characterized. So, as we saw, it's dharma or che, which is which has the following characteristics or is referred to in the following way, namely as it, this term samsara or dualistic experience or samsaric phenomena refers to dualistic experience or dualistic appearances that are conceived of or that are conceived to exist in the way they appear and named in different ways, given different names. Now this process then said to be nothing but conceptual fabrications, concepts that have no ultimate or inherent existence, that are mistaken conceptions.
Tan tsinin tsunza te la chapa goje, tsijure. Goje ya ta tambu go ni tsena. Go ni tsena. Zungze ni su nan hing, ming na tso kung umber jeba chitanje, kundo tam yina, korwa yin be chap. Korwa yina, zungze ni su nan hing, ming na tso kung umber jeba chinje, kundo tam yin be chap. Raba? Rere. Yen cham nyam ni. Doi za jie yu jin de yen cham nyam ni de jik zi xiu chum.
So dualistic appearances relating to the process of grasping and naming or labeling these appearances that then in fact have no ultimate existence, being nothing but conceptual fabrications. that is samsara or samsaric experience. So wherever that sort of process takes place, one has samsaric experience. Samsaric experience then is dualistic appearances that are grasped and labeled by the conceptual mind. Therefore, they have no ultimate or inherent existence, being nothing but conceptual fabrication. Just
do it, okay?
Yeah, you just
reverse. Ta, de inko. Me chanyam ni de. Me chanyam ni de,
there are no descriptions by names, and that
So as was said then, samsara is a conceptual fabrication. The reason is that there is only or merely something appearing to the conceptual mind. That which appears to the conceptual mind has no ultimate existence, has no reality. Therefore, samsara is nothing but a conceptual fabrication without any ultimate existence.
Donc si l'on reprend
main bawo si tela derbe ten ta jor ko na dina se jete ten se gre gong ge jum jin dina ni se na wa ten ne chu jin re na ngor yo jang ton la me pa na ngor yo jang ton la yang da main bawo se jete du tan da du phyu re ta ta jor ko ba ka so ni se na wa ten ne chu jin Ninang tene, Niso nawa tene chuching. Do not ninang tene chuching. Nang or yu jang, tona yang takwa mainte. Nang or yu jang, tona madropa yinte es an adigre. Yinte, tina ser, ti kara ser. Me yin to nawa kundo zayin ba ti ser. O tena.
So if one considers these dualistic appearances, even though they appear or manifest, they have no reality or ultimate existence. They are mistaken because though appearing, they are utterly non-existent. There is no real object or truly existent object.
Tian Tamche Tommy Jing Tota in Bay Quinto Bow. Tandy Capso, Corva Mumma Quinto San in the Quinto in Quinto San in Bay Dusit in Bay. Somebody. Conga Jumsin Tis Hena Tis Hena Miji now Quinto San in Batang. Niji nawa kundo tsa yinba sena yang takpa ma yinba di ser Nisu nawa tela Korwa se jute dikabsu ninang ninang namdo tsa ngun zongar Nisu nawa namdo tela Rere Ninang namdo tela Tela tine nang yije Zungzi ninang namdo la tine nang yije semje Tokpe, re re, detang dehi, detang dehi, dene zang zamao, dene zokpao hibaso, detang dehi, ngoyambar jujen, kani malam na yijin ngoyambar jujen, de zamare, de zokpare sambe, dradonje namdo lewondu yijin ngoyambar jujen, yijin ngoyambar jujen, dakpa teyang, tokpe dakpa teyang, Namba tamche ni Namba tamche ni tamche to juzu tondo toba mainbe. Tuta neka kando yang juzu tondo yang taba toba mainjin. Mune toba yomares. Tam tam tondo trop, tam tam tondo madoba tenda omare. Namba tamche ni tamche to juzu tondo toba mainjin. Tandi kapso, seru tondo madobre. Tondo toba mainjin. Rank tope takba tainbe. Di part of junsinri. Tokta yinbi, kundo yinbi junsin, rang tokpe, rang namdo ki, pa takpa zan yinbi. De zaman, de zokpa zanba, de namdo ki pa takpa re. Yinba ti se na, chusu jyoba jinyiba ne, likabji chudan chunyiji chusu jyoba den koba rawa, zungzi ninang re, re jinyiba, kache yoba, zungzi ninang ke ming, Kathe yoba tamje ne. Kun kun tokpa tsan de tropa won de kun tokpa tsan de tropa de drupchu re. Drupchu. Tsan de tropa won. Karer tsan na. Oya tangbo te jyo.
Then the next part, then deals with establishing that samsara is nothing but a conceptual fabrication that has no ultimate existence. As we saw, that related to dualistic appearances, the mind conceiving of subject and object as two separate entities, independence on that, then the sixth consciousness labels whatever is perceived, that which is perceived may be labeled as something attractive, something pure, or something repulsive or impure. So independence upon dualistic perceptions, then the process of labeling what is perceived takes place. Then all these dualistic appearances have no ultimate existence whatsoever. They do not exist as real objects. As was said, they are nothing but conceptual fabrications. At all times, they lack inherent or ultimate existence. They do not exist as objects. They are nothing but conceptual labels that, as was said, occur independence upon dualistic experience. All these conceptual labels then are referred to as samsaric phenomena that occur independence upon dualistic perceptions that have no inherent or ultimate existence, being nothing but concepts or conceptual fabrications. They only exist conceptually or imputedly. And the case is not then that sometimes these appearances do exist as objects and sometimes they don't. At all times or in all instances, they are utterly non-existent. They are not real or truly existent objects, only conceptual labels, conceptual fabrications.
Bien, donc là, on va étudier maintenant les...
Chuta, chuni, ni, je, de, se, be, chui, hi, je, ba, te, kundo, tsa, yin, bar. Chui, kundo, tsa, yin, bar, ten, bar, eh. Chui, tan, de, ba, da, ja, na, chui, su, je, ba, je, ni, ba, ne, chui, jin. Kundo, tok, ba, tsa, yin, de, namba, kundo, je, su, ton, do, tro, ba, mi, jin, rank tokpe takpa tsan yin be.
So there are these two terms, dharma and dharmata, chu and chuni, which can be referred to as samsaric phenomena and their true nature. Now, all samsaric phenomena, or all that is referred to by this name, dharma, only exist conceptually, since in all instances they do not exist as objects, as real or truly existent objects.
Donc en résumé, on peut dire que ce qui
kambani kap je jeuse de kapso kap je tendon karre tendon se je de kapso kar te mare sa na de kapso namba namba tam je de jeuse ton je traba mi jin rang tok pe tak pa chan yin be ten se ki korwa kun do chan de mare.
So here then it is pointed out that samsara is only a concept or a mental fabrication, since in all instances samsaric phenomena or dualistic appearances then in fact or ultimately do not exist as real objects, as truly existent things, being nothing but mental fabrications. They only exist for the conceptual mind.
Dor deva la de tuen du song duwa. Dor do na ni nang tang. Zungzi ni se nama tang. Zungzi ni se nama tele ni se hienpe nam do ni ka ta. Ni yin ji chu tam ji, ni su nama tang, ni su nama tang, ni su hienbe chu tam ji, kun ta tsam ni, nam do ka takwa tsam ni, rang ngu ni mi yin do nama ting do, ta du dong dir.
So in brief, dualistic experience relating to that subject and object are seen as two separate entities,
this Sarbunduga. Ninang Dor Dana Ninang Hakua Ni Yin Sakare Nis Nama Tardo Yobari Kemba Ni Yinji Chutamje Nis Nama Tang Nis Nama Yang Kunzub the Chure Nis Hemba Namdo Yang Chure Ta Ni Yin the Ninangi Chutamje Tene Rank Kundo Samre Kundo Sam Namdo Samre Namdo Sam Kundo Samle Ranking O Nito Ranking O Ranking O Ni Ranglang O Ni Meba O Ni in the Nama Yamba Timber. Take out so Nama Tang Meba may not song to Juba Timber. O Nito Meba, me in the Nama Timber. Madame Rabba Timber.
The word Dharma or Chu, which relates to samsaric experience then, was, as we saw, explained as follows. That is, in brief, there is first dualistic perception, then perceived and perceiver is conceptualized, is seen to exist as two separate entities by the conceptual mind. This experience, this duality is nothing but a conceptual fabrication. It's the conceptual mind which labels what is what appears to exist in that way. So there is nothing then but a conceptual label which has no ultimate existence. It has no essence or substantial existence, even though it appears, it is, so to speak, nothing in itself. It has no reality or ultimate existence. Even though samsara manifests, samsara has no reality or ultimate existence. It's nothing but a concept, a mental fabrication. Rinpoche illustrates this with the analogy of a dream. Whatever is dreamt of does appear, even though it has no reality or ultimate existence. Even though there may be a dualistic experience within the dream in relation to conceiving of that which is dreamt of as real, in actual fact, that which appears in the dream has no reality or ultimate existence. So that concludes this brief explanation on the nature of samsara.
Namayanda mayemba kundo bade mena Tenayada enda mayemba Teyan tam je don Tosan yinbe kundo bau
Donc la conscience fondamentale, Vijnana, la conscience fondamentale est comparable à un océan ou à un lac. Et les différentes consciences qui perçoivent les différents objets sont semblables au vent qui agite cette conscience. Et le résultat, ce sont les pensées, les pensées ou les concepts qui sont comme des vagues agitées par la conjonction de l'océan, la conscience et les différentes consciences des sensorielles qui perçoivent les objets. Ils sont comme le vent.
Yeah, Moranki.
Je me sentais ça comme une
J'aimerais savoir ce qu'est le serpent et ce qu'est le chat dans l'exemple.
Pardon?
J'aimerais savoir ce qu'est le serpent et ce qu'est le chat dans votre exemple.
Non, c'est pas.
Donc, vous avez dit que pour ce qui concerne la situation de l'enseignement d'hier, c'est une situation qui est passée.
C'est pas
forcément une bonne chose. Je traduis ce que dit Rinpoche, je ne discute pas avec vous. D'accord. Donc, ce que dit Rinpoche, c'est que l'enseignement d'hier est une situation passée et donc.